That's where all your name, date of birth, and social starts.
Over here, this registry here, right?
Detectives, booking officers, and county jail sergeants from across Massachusetts sit side by side, flipping through documents and looking for tips, for details that could unmask an imposter.
Previous to this class, all these guys were just looking at a driver's license and accepting it at face value.
That's James Scott, a Saugus police officer with a tightly cropped haircut and a no-nonsense demeanor, who's taking his imposter training to police departments and houses of correction across New England.
After you take the class, you realize, let me look at the identity behind the driver's license, because it's a real license. It's issued by the registry. Let me look at that identity that's behind it and see how many people are using it.
The training teaches officers how to do just that, how to go behind the name on the license and get at the actual identity. Using things like social security numbers and dates of birth, officers are trained to cross-reference different databases from the FBI, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the Board of Probation, steps that an officer may not take during the course of a routine traffic stop. These are important tools in the search for so-called imposters. Equally important, Scott says, is knowing who you are looking for. Who is the classic imposter? According to Scott, it's a narrow field.
Probably 99% of the time, the imposter is a non-U.S. citizen here illegally.
Scott's program defines an imposter as a, quote, non-U.S. citizen who has stolen the identity of a real U.S. citizen to get a valid driver's license. Scott says the majority of the imposters his program identifies are stealing the identities of Puerto Rican U.S. citizens. So trainees are taught to pay extra attention to social security numbers that may denote a Puerto Rico origin. Scott says his training has caught U.S. citizens stealing identities, but he says that's very much the exception. All of these tactics have some immigration attorneys worried that Scott's training is really just a lesson in how to get away with racial profiling.
If you are told to look specifically for Hispanic people or undocumented immigrants to see if those individuals are committing crimes and not looking at the entire U.S. citizen population, seems to me you're generating an answer with the question.
Susan Church is the former chair of New England's American Immigration Lawyers Association. Church, who wasn't familiar with the training before WBUR contacted her, recognizes identity theft is a serious offense, but also says there's plenty of U.S. citizens stealing identities, trying to crack into bank accounts. Church is troubled by the fact that Scott's program doesn't seem to address that side of identity theft.
It is a program that appears to be generating racial profiling and creating racial profiling at its finest levels.
As part of his program, Scott says he instructs trainees to submit all individuals to the same scrutiny, though he admits every officer will employ the training in their own way. In New Hampshire, state troopers use elements of Scott's program to train clerks at the state's Division of Motor Vehicles. New Hampshire State Police Detective Sergeant Dave McCormick is on the state's DMV task force. He says since implementing the training in 2015, the DMV clerks have been instrumental in spotting fraudulent documents before a valid license is issued.
It worked great for us. We went about it aggressively, and over the last at least year and a half, we've made 75 arrests, people that have come in with fraudulent documents.
That sort of aggressive training is something Massachusetts State Representative Shauna O'Connell, a Republican from Taunton, would like to see more of at the state's Registry of Motor Vehicles.
These people are walking into the RMV and committing the felony of identity theft, and they're walking out of the RMV with a Massachusetts driver's license.
O'Connell has called on Governor Charlie Baker to implement a mandatory training for RMV employees. Brendan Moss, a spokesperson for the governor, said in a statement that Baker has taken steps to ensure undocumented immigrants cannot obtain a driver's license and that the RMV works with a special state police unit to deter identity fraud. But Scott says there's more to be done in New England.
We can really make a big difference. Not only identify the fraud that's currently here, but stop it. I don't need the Registry of Motor Vehicles creating any more imposters.
Scott says he's had trouble keeping up with all of the training requests coming his way. He says he's working to turn his training into a federal program. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Shannon Dooling in Boston.